I swing open the door with a flourish. Ta-da! I point to my handiwork. Ivy grins.
Okay, so Melinda still hasn't told anyone about what happened, but she is communicating a bit about it for the first time, even though she's just writing graffiti. Do you think anyone will add to what she wrote? Let's go to Prom Preparation on page 176.
Prom Preparation. The climax of mating season is nearly upon us, the senior prom. They should cancel school this week. The only things we're learning are who is going with who, whom, must ask hairwoman, who bought a dress in Manhattan, which limo company won't tell if you drink, the most expensive tux place, and on and on and on. The gossip energy alone could power the building's electricity for the rest of the marking period. The teachers are pissed. Kids aren't handing in homework because they have appointments at the tanning salon. Andy Beast asked Rachel to go with him. I can't believe her mother is letting her go. But maybe she agreed because they're going to double with Rachel's brother and his date. Rachel is one of the rare ninth graders invited to the senior prom. Her social stock has soared. She must not have gotten my note, or maybe she decided to ignore it. Maybe she showed it to Andy and they had a good laugh. Maybe she won't get in the trouble I did. Maybe he'll listen to her. Maybe I had better stop thinking about it before I go nuts. Heather has come belly crawling for help. My mother can't believe it. A living, breathing friend on the front porch for her.